That's Fleetwood Mac and Dreams. And Dreams, of course, can play so many tricks on your minds. And this is All Hallows' Eve, the night when souls are supposed to rise up. And a gentleman who knows more than most about this is my next guest, Warren Coates from the Northern Ireland Paranormal Research Association. Warren, thank you for joining me this morning.
You're welcome, Pamela.
This is the night, isn't it, that the souls of the dead are meant to rise up, isn't that?
Well, it is, although we deal with the subject all year round. It does draw more close to people's thoughts. And it is traditionally, as you say, the night, the spirit, the feel between the spirit world and the physical is at its thinnest.
There are an awful lot of people out there who are sceptics, and I have to say I would have held my hand up a while back and been one of them as well. And there's no way around you're going to ever tell somebody who's a sceptic that that ghosts and apparitions are real, is there?
Well, that's it. And I'm happy with sceptics. I mean, I don't mind. We appreciate sceptics coming, like, to the tours and all we do, because it's a personal thing. You know, we're not out to prove the existence of the spirit world or the paranormal to anybody. It has to be your own personal experiences, you know, and all we ask for as sceptics, you know, is just have an open mind about it, you know, and if you are shown something and you strip away the possibilities, you know, and you're left with still a mystery, you have to really look outside the box at something else then.
Well, there's a piece in the Belfast Telegraph today, and I'm on the headline on the front cover saying I got an exorcist out to clear out my house. I didn't get an exorcist out. I did not get a medium out, but I did get somebody out to clear my house, and they told me amazing things about it. And one of them in particular was that there were a couple of fairly malevolent spirits in my house, and this one nice guy who was protecting me from the malevolent ones.
Yes.
The malevolent ones got cleared, and then the nice one was happy to go. And he said he wanted to say goodbye to me. And I thought, now this is, okay, fine, I'll go along with it. And I walked over to where I was told this person was. And it was a beautiful sunny day. The sun was streaming through the windows. And just where I was told this person was, I absolutely froze to the core and I burst into tears. And I could not explain it. And I couldn't tell that story to people. I started telling people, going, you have no idea what happened, without bursting into tears. Yeah. Because I felt such a feeling of loss and grief. It was amazing.
Yes. Well, again, that's it. And if you've been living with it, you don't realise on a subconscious level, you're sort of reacting to it. You know, so it's the same as anything. Once that thing goes, it you do on a subconscious level, again, you're feeling that. So all the emotion comes out. And it is like losing a member of the family. You know, if that person's been there, and as you say, there is everybody has a protective spirit. Our guardian angel will stay with them, you know, but there is other spirits which at times, you know, and all the different energies blend into different things. It's the same as in the living, you know, and you will pick up on them.
If I'm ever giving anybody a lift into town, they think I have lost the run of myself, because I always talk to the parking angel. And I say, parking angel, could you please get me a parking space? And I visualise where I want to park, and I guarantee 9 times out of 10 I have got a parking space.
Yeah.
And I always say, thank you, parking angel. And the number of my friends who are doing that now, and I know the listeners to U105 are going, what have we let loose on the radio airwaves? This woman is completely barking. But it works for me.
It does work, and it's the same as us. We'll walk into a location and we'll go, good evening, friends, or when we're leaving a location, like a pump house, we'll say, good night, friends, see us next week or whatever. And people will go, why do you do that? And you go, look, all we're dealing with is a person that was living, which doesn't have a physical body anymore. As I say, personality traits, everything that person had in life, they've still got in spirit. And again, I believe in manners, believe in showing respect to where it's due. And if you show it to spirits, they will show you stuff back as well.
Now, we have got a lot of places in Northern Ireland. I said there was a gentleman called Aidan in Bangor who was in touch earlier on today. And he said, Pamela, this is my account of a real ghost sighting back in August 1979 in the village of Mush Mills. And before you ask, no, I had not been imbibing in the local produce, I can assure you. Back in 79, the present day Mush Mills Inn had not been built, but there was a B&B there. And I remember that. It was a site run by an elderly lady. The room my wife and I had was above the present day archway and that drives through to gain entry to the present day Bushmills Inn car park. On the night in question, an apparition materialised in the corner of the room, moved diagonally across the room, past the bed, exited the room via the other corner of the room. The figure was bearded and dressed in military ages, military type attire. My wife also witnessed the apparition, even though she had been previously sceptical about hauntings. We tried to ask the elderly lady at breakfast about any reports of previous ghostly activity. She was very evasive about discussing the matter and changed the subject to general tourist information about the area. Ever since this, I'm convinced that spirits exist on another plane, maybe some parallel time zone that coincides with the present on certain occasions.
Yeah.
That's the sort of thing that you're dealing with, because we do associate spirits and the paranormal activity with old properties, with historical properties. It's not necessarily the case.
It's really not, as you say, Pamela. I mean, again, as what the gentleman was saying, you know, it was an old building, but, you know, he's seen that apparition. And there is, you know, people always think a ghost or a spirit, we hate getting called ghosts, but, you know, our earthbound energy is something that's trapped here and can't move on. But a lot of times they're in what's known as visitation. You know, and we do believe they're existing just in different plane of existence around us. You know, so it's just at certain times, if you're relaxed, and again, they were relaxed, they were at ease, you know, their whole conscious, subconscious mind were at ease, and that's why the spirits, it's just like sort of, it melts through, and for a split second or two, they're able to see it, and then they're back in their own dimension again.
Now, a lot of our places, as I say, the historical places in Northern Ireland, it's cool to have a ghost. It's cool to have a spirit world. You and I filmed many years ago for UTV in a certain bar down in Donaghadee that's well known for its spirits, and not just the ones that are on optic, although I have those too. And we had some fairly amazing experiences that night, because
really
nothing happened as far as we were concerned there and then. At the time, we just didn't really see anything, but I was playing back a tape the next day and I had the camera at my feet, and the banging that came on that tape, and I remember I ran out of the edit booth because it was such, it took the levels off the Richter scale, and it was just as you had said, to in the darkness of the room, is there anybody there? And I was in charge of the camera and the microphone and didn't fake it.
Yeah,
it was incredible that night.
So yeah, it's called EVP, and it's electronic voice phenomena, and it's only picked up on recordings, you know, and people always assume that it is just going to be voice, but we've had occasions as well like that one where it's been loud noises, and as you say, it's noises that there's no way you would have missed them even if people had been talking, you know, as you say, loud noises which are like somebody banging on a wall or slamming a door. You know, and again, that's same, you know, as we always try to explain to people, because they don't have a physical body, it's really hard for that spirit to actually manipulate anything on the physical earth plane, you know, but on the spirit plane, they're able to do that and they're able to produce these sounds. Some of the sounds could be a door that maybe hasn't been in that building for 50, 60, 80 years, but that sound still will sort of generate.
And a common occurrence would be, say, a draft or something. You just a feeling that something is there. And that was something that you, because you asked me, did I know a particular person the next day? And you said this person had been standing behind me, and I kept looking round at them. And you said, "You did you see anybody?" Yeah. I said, "No," and I don't know why I looked round that day, but it was another. It's a name that had never been in the public domain.
That's right,
down there before,
and that did cause a brave stir that time. So it did, but that's what it is, you know. Again, we explain to people, it's like walking into a room, and you know there's been an argument in that room. You're picking up on that energy, and it's the same with the spirit world. And everybody, you know, people always ask, you know, use mediums and all that. And we're all developing mediums. I don't think you can ever be a fully fledged medium, you know, but everybody has that ability. Some people shun it, some people sort of don't want to know
it. But that's what I was going to ask you. Do people have that ability? Are people more susceptible to it than others?
Everybody has it. People are more susceptible. A lot of people, it's hereditary. You find out sort of like your grandmother or great-grandfather or something out there dealt a lot of things they got in the years ago. But some people say, just do not want to know it. They're having experiences happen to them all the time. It's the same as what we get a lot of time, is people phone us up and go, every house I move into, I'm getting haunted and there's some spirit following me. And we go, it's not that. You're just picking up on the different energies. And because the old ready brack ad, but some people at a certain age, like myself, can remember.
That red glow?
Exactly. You got this glow around the person. And they say that that's what people that are tuning in the spirit are like in the spirit world. Their spirits are attracted to them. You know, and that's why it doesn't matter where you go to in the world. If you are tuning in the spirit will be attracted to you. And again, I'd like to stress to everybody, they do not mean you any harm, no matter what films or what shows are portrayed on TV about demonic things.
Don't go down into the cellar.
Exactly. Well, that's it, exactly.
But as you said also, that the person in spirit is what they were in life. So if they were a nasty person in life, they're going to be pretty nasty to you in death.
Yes, well, very much so. I mean, we have had locations and done certain things where people have got pushed. One of them is where we actually heard people getting physically slapped in the face. And the person, they were physically slapped, and you actually heard it. You know, so yes, definitely. I mean, we used to do stuff in a certain place down in Armagh, and there was one gentleman came in there, and he hated people being in that location. And when his sort of energy came in the atmosphere, you just felt a change in the whole place. And he would have pushed you, he would have nipped you, he would have slapped her, he actually made people physically sick. And one of our group members was actually sick for about 3 days just because of the sheer powerful energy that this person had.
animals are meant to be very susceptible to the spirits as well, and that's quite often can be quite a great indicator. You know, if an animal fire, you know, like cats in particular, shoot out of houses and don't come back for weeks or whatever. Yeah.
Well, that's it. I mean, children as well. I mean, I probably said, my kids are really young. We used to stand stare at a certain part of the wall or watch somebody going across the room as did their dog or cat. And children, dogs and cats can see a lot more the sort of visual spectrum than what we can. You know, at a certain age, it's as if we're sort of clammed down, like the blinkers go on, basically. You know, and that's why experts will show themselves at first to people out of peripheral vision. People say, I could have sworn out of the corner of my eye, seen something moving. Mm-hmm. And again, that's why people like Darren Brown, they'll do stuff on TV. It's all directed to your subconscious mind through the peripheral vision. It goes straight into your subconscious mind.
And do we have areas that are more susceptible to the spirit world, or is it throughout in general? It's just because we assume because it's a historical site, it's more likely to be haunted.
That's it, exactly. To me, their spirits, as you said, can be around us anywhere. The modern old locations, brand new builds, wherever.
I was told I had one in my car.
Well, it's quite possible now. I mean, we've dealt with a couple. Actually, a gentleman phoned me a couple of years ago and said his car moved twice out of his driveway and down the road. And he actually thought, we were laughing, but this guy's like winding us up. But he actually phoned me back a couple of days later, apologised, and that was his brother had an extra set of keys and was moving his car. But that's what people are like. And people, unfortunately, they tell somebody, and then that person goes, oh, it sounds like a demon you have. And some people are to what's end. Like we do a lot of private cases. We always are doing investigations. And again, that's completely free of charge to the public. But some of the things, people will watch one of the programmes on TV or they'll talk to somebody and straight away they'll phone us up, crying down the phone, I've got a demonic, or I was told this is going to, you know, my life or my child's life's in danger. And it's things that you sort of get to us because you're trying to portray to them that you're more the fear of walking down the streets of your hometown than what you have with the spirit world.
I remember you were talking about cars many years ago, watching the movie Christine, which was about a demonic car, and I was driving down the motorway. I had a very old Mini Clubman at the time, and the wipers just went off all on its own, and I just watched this movie. I nearly drove off the motorway. It was an electrical fault.
Keep telling yourself that.
It was an electrical fault, honestly, Warren. It was an electrical fault. But obviously today is the day where people are going to be out and about. And if somebody does feel that they are worried, can they just come and talk to you about it? And would you advise them to maybe, if you can get, you know, if it's something that is frightening the proverbial out of you, would you get it cleared, or is there a way of dealing it yourself?
There certainly is. We can do the clearance ourselves. We will go out, and if we deem that there is paranormal activity, there is an actual haunting in the premises, we'll give them advice and we'll say, look, we'll come out, we'll investigate it. We'll hopefully be able to pick up the names of the person that lived there and some information about them, find out why exactly they're there. You know, again, it could be just trying to say, look, you maybe I passed over a lot of years ago of cancer and now I'm okay. And they're just trying to show the family that they're okay. Could be that the family's moved in, that person didn't know they're dead, and all of a sudden these strangers are in their house knocking down walls and doing no refurbishing and they don't like it. You know, so we can, if we go in, we deem there is a activity, we can help them do a clearing. Or, you know, again, some people prefer a member of the clergy to do it. Unfortunately, it's still that, like, some members of the clergy do treat it as a sort of taboo subject in Northern Ireland. You know, but seriously, but if most of the time, 9 times out of 10, we just sort of show them how to explain it to them, show them how to take control of the situation themselves, and they can sort it themselves.
I was telling Morris earlier on that as a friend of mine is very susceptible, and she was filming up in Crumlin Road Jail, and it was before it became a tourist attraction, and she said honestly, Pam, she said, as I was leaving I could feel all these spirits just around me, and she said, I just kept saying, you're not coming home with me, you're not coming home with me, you're not coming home with me.
Yes.
And I said, try the same thing on a Saturday night when you're leaving the club as well, would you? Didn't go down well, but that's the sort of thing that she was doing.
Yes.
On a regular basis.
That's it. And again, we would say to people, a lot of times we were experiencing an awful lot in the Crumlin Road Jail as well, because we used to run our own tours and all that. And we would have always said to people, you know, certain people down to like the hanging room, or, you know, down into the flogging room, people would have said about, I feel like a pressure on my neck or my shoulders. And at times the spirit will put on to you how they died. In the dry dock, a lot of people would say about they feel like a crushing, as if they can't breathe in their chest. And again, there's so many accidents happen there. We would say, all you just do is, if you feel it, you don't have to say it out, it's just intone to yourself, please take that off me. Mm-hmm. Again, all the spirit is just doing, because they're there on a tour or something, it shows that they're an interest, so they are tuning in. No matter whether they believe it or not, they are tuning into spirit. You know, so again, they don't mean you any harm, but it's their way of portraying how they feel or how they Well, they died.
I'm surprised it's actually taken this long for somebody to get in touch to say, I have never heard so much BS in my life.
But well, everybody's got their own
opinion. Yes. Absolutely. Listen, Warren, it's always, I do find it fascinating. And as I say, there's the skepticism and there's the skeptics that have been there. But as you say, unless you experience things yourself, and we are possibly in a building that I've felt some very strange presences here. Yes. And I don't just mean my former colleagues.
No, very much so. It is an old building. It has got its own wee characters around the place.
I love that. Its own wee characters, and we're part of them. Warren, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome,
I know you're going to be very busy tonight.
Oh, very busy.
Take care.